This is Akashvani. The news read by Anuja Kumar. Bharatiya Janata Party has completely rejected and distanced itself from the controversial remarks made by the party MPs Nishikant Dubey and Dinesh Sharma on the Supreme Court and the Chief Justice of India. The two MPs have also been asked to refrain from making such remarks. In a social media post, BJP President JP Nadda said the Bharatiya Janata Party has nothing to do with the statements made by them. He said these are their personal statements, but the BJP neither agrees with nor supports such statements. Mr. Nadda added, Bharatiya Janata Party has always respected the judiciary and gladly accepted its orders and suggestions. He said that the party believes that all the courts of the country are an integral part of our democracy and are a strong pillar of the protection of the Constitution. West Bengal Governor C.V. Ananda Bose has said that he will take up the incident of communal violence at Murshidabad with Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee and also submit a report on his findings on the ground level situations there to the central government. The governor told the media persons on his way back to Kolkata after completing his tour of the troubled areas in Murshidabad district. He said that what he learned from the affected people is that barbaric attacks have been conducted on them. He said such attacks are not acceptable in a civilized society. He also said it is the responsibility of both the union and the state governments to protect the people. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman will be on an official visit to the United States and Peru beginning today. During her two-day stay at San Francisco in U.S., Ms. Sitharaman will deliver a keynote address at the Hoover Institution at Stanford University and will interact with the top CEOs from prominent fund management firms, besides holding bilateral meetings with CEOs from top information technology firms. The minister is also scheduled to participate in an event featuring the Indian diaspora and will interact with the Indian community settled there. The festival of Easter is being celebrated across the world today. It signifies the resurrection of Jesus Christ after his crucifixion and death at Calvary on Good Friday. Reports of Easter celebrations have been received from different parts of the country and abroad. Special mass are being held at churches to mark the day. President Draupadi Murmu and Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar have extended their greetings to all citizens, especially the Christian community residing in India and abroad on the occasion. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will address civil servants on the occasion of 17th Civil Services Day in New Delhi tomorrow. He will also confer the Prime Minister's Awards for Excellence in Public Administration. This year, 16 awards will be given by Mr. Modi in the categories of Holistic Development of Districts, Aspirational Blocks Program, and Innovation to Civil Servants. U.S. Vice President J.D. Vance will be on a four-day official visit to India beginning tomorrow. External Affairs Ministry in a statement said this will be Mr. Vance's first visit to India. During his stay, he will meet with Prime Minister Narendra Modi on Monday. The Vice President and his delegation will have other engagements in Delhi and are also scheduled to visit Jaipur and Agra. The visit will provide an opportunity for both sides to review the progress in bilateral relations and the implementation of the outcomes of the India-US joint statement issued on 13th of February this year during the visit of the Prime Minister to the US. The second round of nuclear talks between the United States and Iran over Iran's nuclear program has concluded in Rome with signs of cautious optimism. Iran's Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi said that there is movement forward and that the two sides have reached an agreement on some principles yesterday. In a social media post, he said, relatively positive atmosphere in Rome has enabled progress on principles and objectives of a possible deal. In IPL T20 cricket, Lucknow Super Giants defeated Rajasthan Royals by 2 runs in Jaipur last night. In another match, Gujarat Titans defeated Delhi Capitals by 7 wickets in Ahmedabad. Today, Punjab Kings face Royal Challengers Bengaluru in Chandigarh at 3:30 and Mumbai Indians take on Chennai Super Kings in Mumbai at 7:30 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.